For decades, the Coast Guard's NavTex towers have broadcast from Cape Cod to Kodiak Island. It's pretty low-tech. Receivers spit out basic telex-type messages on paper or on a screen.
The most common thing that you would see is a weather message, but you will also get public safety information messages.
That's Derek Kroenix. He's the Coast Guard's Chief of Spectrum Management and Telecommunications in Washington, D.C.
We need to replace it because the infrastructure is old and it's failing.
But he says before the federal government commits to an expensive upgrade, it wants to gauge how vital the service really is. The International Maritime Organization is working on upgrading the text-only NavTex system to something that will include images and graphics. When that system's ready, larger vessels will be required to upgrade to it. But not if the Coast Guard phases out these radio-based systems completely.
So our view is it may be better and more reliable for people to actually switch to satellite if they're going to have to buy new equipment.
In September, the Coast Guard made its case in a notice in the Federal Register. More than 50 people have commented so far, almost all overwhelmingly in favor of keeping NavTex.
It's pretty deeply embedded across the fleet. We find it on board everything from ocean-going tugs to commercial fishing fleet.
Pete DeVaris was a Kodiak-based commercial fisherman for years.
It's relatively cheap. We can buy used NavTex receivers on eBay for $100. And IMO satellite services is a subscription service. So we're talking about retrofitting, you know, an entire fleet with new technology, some that might not be available to the smaller vessels.
Piggybacking on commercial satellites would be much cheaper for the federal government. Kroenix says feedback will help the Coast Guard justify investment in radio transmitters.
We haven't made a decision yet. We're trying to get public opinion on this because we want to know, is the switch to satellite make more sense for people?
The Coast Guard is accepting comments online through November 12th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.